is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You're invited to take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on our site. You can create the content that you see there. All those numbered items as you scroll down the front page of the site, the numbers are votes, and the items were submitted by listeners just like you. Maybe you did it, too. Maybe you've already submitted something. You can do it over at freetalklive.com. And then when you submit an item to the site, could be a news link, could be a YouTube video, could be something fun, whatever link you find online that you think our listeners will enjoy, submit it, and then it appears on the upcoming stories page until it receives enough votes to make it to the front page of the site. Go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. We're going to bring back John here because he called in the last hour, for those of you just tuning in. Last night, we had a gentleman call from Oregon, I believe it was, who was pitching to us the idea of a state bank. And there's, you know, Oregonians for a State Bank.com or something like that, .org, that he mentioned to us as far as reasons why we should care about this and or support it. And I'm less than attracted to the idea, it seems to me, thus far. And John's going to give us another further pitch here. But thus far, my understanding, and I'm no economist or expert, but my understanding is the idea of a state bank is that it's a state-created institution that exists to loan money to the state, so the state does not have to, that is the state governments, not the federal government, so that the state does not have to go to the big bankers and enrich them with getting its loans from them because they can get a better rate from their state-run bank. Is that the understanding that the two of you have thus far, or are we on different pages?
I don't know, and I'm waiting for John to explain it. I wasn't here last night.
Okay. Let's go to Nemi.
Anything? Hi. No.
Okay. Let's go to John, listening in Virginia. Now, John, did I misstate anything about the state bank and its purpose, according to you?
Slightly, in that it does give loans to other than state entities. It gives loans to basically citizens of the state, farmers, businesses, and students.
Loaning them money that they've been forced to pay in taxpayer dollars to the state.
And wouldn't otherwise get from another bank that's in competition?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of, you know, taxation or anything like that. But what I do see this as is a way to replace the Federal Reserve with 50 littler Federal Reserves that are closer to the poor sucker taxpayer. And in essence, you're beginning to cut down that big turkey to size.
But you're actually making the government larger. I mean, because the Federal Reserve isn't going to go away.
You'd be replacing the Federal Reserve.
But they didn't.
With 50 of these little pigs.
Over time is what you're saying. And I'm wondering, too, what if any influence this has with 10th Amendment states' rights, just taking interstate commerce, if this takes the state bank is somehow under the less of the government, the federal government's purview in this method than not.
It is completely outside the Federal Reserve system. As a matter of fact, the deposits in the Bank of North Dakota and the loans from the Bank of North Dakota are not federally guaranteed or federally insured.
Do they have some other form of insurance?
Just the full faith and credit of the state of North Dakota.
Mm. So the state Bank of California isn't really an option.
Well, who knows what form these take, I wouldn't know. What I look at it is it's just one more thorn in the side of big government that says, okay, here you have a piece of your empire being carved out, returned to the state to the state level, and it's not the worst idea in the world. If you're going to get stuck with a Federal Reserve system, I think I'd rather have a state-level Federal Reserve system, because it's easier to whack at than than this big thing in Washington, D.C.
Let me ask you this. As opposed to opening, advocating for a state bank, and I can see the value that you're talking about here, but I also see, disadvantages, too, in that the Federal Reserve wouldn't actually go away if there was to be a state bank of New Hampshire. We'd still be using Federal Reserve notes and that kind of thing.
But not necessarily.
Not over time. I mean, perhaps one could, I think it would destabilize slightly the Federal Reserve note, and I don't know what that's going to do necessarily for the U.S. economy. But let me ask you this. What Utah last year made, maybe it was this year, made gold and silver.
Last year,
a form of currency in Utah. Now, there's some trouble implementing this, but if you can use gold and silver as currency in your state, isn't this a superior way to destabilize the Federal Reserve note than just having a state bank?
I would say that you could do both, and the reason why the state bank is interesting or important is that it provides check clearing services or financial clearing services and that kind of accounting stuff that any independent entity would need. And if you still have to use the Federal Reserve for check clearing, you're never going to escape them. If you go back to the dawn of time when banks really started, they really started by clearing other people's liabilities and assets against one another without having to physically transit stuff to it. So that check clearing function is really a lot bigger than you think of. And then the state bank could then say, well, we could have a free market in currency. We could use a hard currency. We could make our own currency. It's just a way to spin out of the Federal Reserve's capture.
It's definitely a step in a direction, which is something more than what we have right now. I'm not sure that I think any of the 50 states are going to go for their own currency, much like I'm not sure at this point that any of the 50 states that have petitioned for secession are actually going to follow through and secede. But I like the idea in theory.
Well, the Bank of North Dakota does exist.
It has existed for decades.
Theoretical.
Right?
Yeah, was it 90 years or something like that?
And it does provide a $60 million annual profit to the state of North Dakota. That's really being ripped out of the hide of the big banks like Chase and Citi and stuff like that, and they're not happy with that at all.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting proposal. I just can't support it, from a principle basis of it's going to increase the size of the state government. So, it's providing more money to the state government. It's essentially another government program. I understand your point that you believe it is somehow providing some level of competition to the Federal Reserve, and maybe that's true. Of course, North Dakota hasn't issued its own currency when presumably the state bank would allow it to do something like that, should it have wanted to. So that hasn't happened over the near 100 years that it has been around. And if it's good for the state, that doesn't really turn me on either, because, oh, great, the state's got another $60 million. It's hard for me to get excited about that.
Dollars that they didn't have to extract from their citizens. They got it by keeping track of their own money in their own bank. Instead of $60 million going to a Wall Street bank, it's $60 million that's retained inside the state.
Well, the money was started with taxpayer dollars in the first place. The bank itself was funded with taxpayer dollars in the first place.
It's an issue of efficiency he's referring to.
Yeah.
If they can be more efficient with their stolen funds, it's preferable to them being inefficient with their stolen funds, I think is the argument he's making.
And
I don't think that, I don't think that that's a specious argument.
I'm just saying that that when the caller the other night made the case, he did it very badly, and he didn't really hit the high points is that it could be a stepping stone out of the tyranny of the Federal Reserve System.
Fair enough. John, I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Given the variety of issues upon which one can take action, I can't say it's one that particularly floats my boat. I can see where John's coming from, and I can imagine that the kind of people that might go to like a Federal Reserve and the Fed rally might be excited by an idea like this, and in which case maybe they'll pick up the mantle and try to get something like that going in their state. I'm more interested in rolling the state back as far as my activism is concerned, you know, stopping the aggression of the state against peaceful people. And it seems that increasing the size of government by creating a state bank would not do that. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
When you run a small business, there's never enough time to do what you need to do, is there? And when it comes to your presence online, I bet you could use a little help. Well, Web.com is here to help by building you a successful website for free. That's what they did for Tiffany.
I tried building a website on my own, and that just did not work out. I was freaked out about everything that I had to do. I found Web.com, and they put it together like that, and it was just amazing.
You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com. Call today to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations. Absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today at 800-862-9475. That's 800-862-9475. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners, one of the many features there. the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of the program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com, and if you're a lady listener, get details on how to be part of the Shrine there at shrine.freetalklive.com.
buyemergencyfoods.com. They have freeze-dried and storable foods. Their brand is called Legacy Premium, and they're the only one out there that's 100% certified GMO-free, has zero MSGs, no artificial flavors. They're the only ones that put an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch, and they also, if you go by the way, to buyemergencyfoods.com and take a look at their comparison chart. This is what I found to be so convincing, is they've got the chart there that compares them to the other brands, and there aren't that many other brands of storable foods out there. There are a lot of resellers, but not a lot of manufacturers. Go take a look at their chart that compares them to the others, and you'll see why buyemergencyfoods.com is singular, is a standout, is unique in this particular area. $3,900 for a year's worth of food. That's half the industry standards. Go see their comparable charts. It's buyemergency.
Oh, is that for like a family of four? I mean, what's that price point?
I believe that that's for an individual.
Okay.
But, you know.
That's an important factor in that. We'll find that out.
Yeah, it's a question I didn't ask myself when I was going through the comparisons. I don't, you know, I'm going to have to take a look at that and find out a little bit more.
I did totally blindsided you with that.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine.
And first question that came to my mind was,
you can go take a look right now. I'm looking at buyemergencyfoods.com and take a look. And, you know, go there, get an order in, because I think you're going to be amazed by this. Also, take a look at that chart. That's what convinced me. Buyemergencyfoods.com.
All right, 855-450-FREE. And then let me know, Mark, if you can ascertain that information, because it's pretty important to me, at least. 1-855-450-3733. Now, of course, you can bring up absolutely anything that you would like.
By the way, Ian, I want to make it clear, it's still half the industry standard.
Yeah,
no matter what it is that you pay for the food per individual, it's still half of what anybody else is going to charge you. So that's an
important
factor.
Sounds good to me. I like that. Let's continue, though. You can bring up anything that you want. Pot and driving. According to the Los Angeles Times, stoned driving is uncharted territory. It was his green tongue that helped give away Jimmy Candido Flores. What's so funny?
I'm sorry, his green tongue?
Yeah. That helped give away Jimmy Candido Flores when police arrived at the fatal accident scene near Chico. Flores had run off the road and killed a jogger, Carrie Jean Holloman, a 56-year-old Chico elementary school teacher. California Highway Patrol officers thought he might be impaired and conducted a sobriety examination. Flores' tongue had a green coat, typical of heavy marijuana users.
Who don't use toothpaste. What the hell is wrong with some
people? I've never
heard
of this.
Me neither.
Oh.
In other news.
How is he using the marijuana? Is he eating it? Do you get a green coat on your tongue from smoking that much cannabis?
And what would possess you in your right mind to show your tongue, especially if you knew it was green, to a cop?
Well, yeah, they probably threatened him. He had a green tongue.
Let me see your tongue.
Later tests showed he had pot as well as other drugs in his blood.
Like what?
Well, they don't say that, because this is an article made to look as though, marijuana could be dangerous behind the wheel. And maybe it could
kill
some people. Maybe it could be for some people. No, marijuana doesn't kill people. There's no evidence of it.
Well, right here, he ran off the road and killed a jogger while he had pot and other drugs in his blood.
Right, that's what they're trying to suggest, is that it was a marijuana, when in point of fact it was likely whatever it was that the other drugs were. After pleading guilty to manslaughter, Flores, a medical marijuana user, was sentenced in February to 10 years and 8 months in prison. Holloman's death and others like it across the nation hint at what experts say is an unrecognized crisis. Stoned drivers. The most recent assessment by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, based on random roadside checks, found that 16.3% of all drivers nationwide at night were on various legal and illegal impairing drugs, half of them high on marijuana. But they don't really make it clear if the half of them that were high on marijuana were only high on marijuana. Did they also have alcohol in their system? Does that count towards the half of them being high on marijuana statistic? What is it that is counted here? Because in a lot of cases, an alcohol-related traffic fatality can include someone who was in the car as a passenger who was drunk. So there's all kinds of ways for them to spin these figures to make them sound much worse than they actually are. In California alone, nearly 1,000 deaths and injuries each year are blamed directly on drugged drivers, according to California Highway Patrol data, and law enforcement puts much of the blame on the rapid growth of medical marijuana use in the last decade. Fatalities and crashes where drugs were the primary cause and alcohol was not involved jumped 55% over the 10 years ending in 2009.
But again, specifically marijuana.
Right, they didn't say that. Right. Very observant, Nemi. Fatalities and crashes where drugs were the primary cause. And this is really bad journalism. I mean, this is just...
It's terrible.
This is like, you know, the level of journalism that they were putting out back in the 1930s when they were attempting to criminalize successfully cannabis. You know, all kinds of ridiculous suggestions about, you know, what cannabis will make your daughters do with, you know... males twice their age, black males, these sorts of things. Just absolutely racist and horribly bigoted claims about marijuana users. And, you know, not true. And lumping marijuana in with every other illegal drug. Common tactic of a drug warrior. Common tactic of somebody who's trying to mislead you into believing something that's not true about this plant, which is, by all accounts, a miracle drug that does help people feel better and relieve serious symptoms of very serious medical conditions such as multiple sclerosis, and also helps cancer patients and AIDS patients keep medicines down, among other things.
Mm-hmm. Now, I only have one anecdotal story to share. Aside from possession arrests, there is only one time that I am aware of in my life that someone was pulled over that was related to marijuana and that they were going under the speed limit. They were going 35 and a 45, and they were pulled over, and they were just so high.
Yeah.
That's it.
They were driving too safely.
They were driving too safely. Yeah. I don't know if it was driving too safely, but they were driving too slowly and pulled over.
If you're driving slower and something happens, it's easier to react.
I would assume so, sure.
It's not just an assumption.
And so it's not like somebody smoked a bowl and was immediately off the road killing joggers and bikers or anything. It was just... that we're just driving more slowly.
So it's totally unfair of whoever it was that provided this information to this journalist, so-called journalist here. It was totally unfair of them to just lump marijuana in with all these other drugs, with their statistic here claiming that fatalities and crashes where drugs were the primary cause and alcohol was not involved jumped 55% over the last 10 years, ending in 2009. So it's an irresponsible thing for the person to do who gave the journalist that information, and for the journalist to pass that information on is shameful. But there's more about marijuana and driving that we can share with you here. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything you want. Share your experience and take control of the airwaves. 855-453, free talk live.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we share with you on our site. They are given to you. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $5 a month. We'll take that $5 in and invest it into getting on more radio stations across the country to bring more internet listeners on board with the ideas of freedom and your responsibility as well, because you've got to have responsibility in order to truly have freedom. In fact, some of that responsibility is taking care of your food when something bad might happen, something perhaps weather-related, something natural disaster-related, or maybe government-created disaster. These are all possibilities. Sometimes they work together to make things much worse. And as you were pointing out, Mark, in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy recently, the people that were prepared were the ones that were, not
better off.
Freaking out.
Right. You can imagine what it's like to be in a situation like that where you can't get help and you don't have food for your family.
So you introduced a brand new advertiser tonight. I didn't even know they were coming on board.
Yep.
And I blindsided you with what would have been my first question about, it was the first thing that popped in my head. You made a quote on the price of some storable food.
$3,900 a year for a year's worth of food, which is about half of what the industry standard is. And if you go to buyemergencyfoods.com, they have a tab there that says product info, and if you take a look at best value in the industry, you'll see this chart. And this chart's actually on the internet, quite a few different places. It's really great. It's buyemergencyfoods.com. You need that S in there. It's important. And if you look at this chart, you'll see that the cost per year. That's of 365 days of 2,000 calorie meals, and I'm thinking, if you need to have stored food, that maybe cutting down on calories might be a good idea.
Sure.
You know, like maybe you should, you know, have a little fewer calories than 2,000 a day. 2,000 a day is what an adult male needs.
So they fed us in jail. 2,200 a day.
That sounds about right. And that's a pretty good sized meal. Yeah, indeed. Well, yeah. It's a lot of carbs too.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, all I know about is in these meals. I haven't had one yet, but as I understand, you know, there's all kinds of customer response here saying that it's some of the best tasting meals. But they're the only one in the industry that's 100% certified GMO free, and that's going to be important to a lot of our listeners. Zero MSGs, and that's going to be important to a lot of our listeners, probably similar ones, and no artificial flavors. These are important factors in getting your emergency food. And with a 2,000 calorie per day, you start figuring out the cost per meal. It comes to $3,974.85. I think that you could cut off a few and get right down to that $3,900 number, but I can see why you would just round it to $3,900. Now, they've got a special going on for, it's their Cyber Monday promo. They're at buyemergencyfoods.com, and it's a great price. They're taking their premium 360, which is 360 servings, and they're discounting it down to $720. It's normally $830, so they're taking $110 off. They also give you free shipping, which is a $79 value. Free premium families.
These things would cost a lot to ship. I mean, it's a lot of food.
Yep. There's a family survival kit. Total savings, $455. That's a total savings of 40% off. This is a really great gift for yourself and your family.
Talk about one that's going to last a long time. I mean, there's a 25-year shelf life on these.
Yep. The premium 360 package at buyemergencyfoods.com.
Okay, but just to go back real quick, you had cited this quote of the $3,990. You said about $3,900. I see one here for $3,990, and it says it's three meals a day for two adults for an entire year for that cost.
Well,
that's what I'm seeing here.
I've got the quote here at 30. I was just adding up what I had at 39, 74.85. So if you're finding something that's a lower cost on the website, then I can only take that as the truth. I mean, that's what they're selling.
I'm saying it's a slightly higher cost than what you had quoted, $3,990. That's their special price. Maybe there was some, I don't know, maybe you're looking at something different than I was. But my question was, how many people does that feed? And the answer was three meals a day for an entire year.
Gotcha.
So that's pretty good. And that's less than what, like a $1.80 per.
It's a lot less
meal
than what you're paying at the grocery store.
Yeah, for sure.
You could believe that.
It's also cheaper than buying a bunch of canned food and storing that in the basement as well.
It's going to take up a lot less space. They come in packaging that's going to be safe when. You know, and watertight. These are important. Mylar packaging. It's the only one that has an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen flushed Mylar pouch.
Good stuff. All right. So, buyemergencyfoods.com, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And I'm sure we'll learn more about them over time on the show here. So you can bring up anything. We're talking about being stoned and driving, and a piece here from the L.A. Times, which is actually kind of on the old side, but still, the point is, it's from last year. But the point here is, this is just a hit piece against cannabis use and driving here, and of course, it's all the more relevant now that Washington and Colorado are legalizing the use of cannabis for adults. There's going to likely be even more uproar over the idea that people are using cannabis and driving, because the suggestion of this article is that, well, cannabis is the equivalent of heroin. They're just linking cannabis in, they're lumping it in with all other drugs besides alcohol. And it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, to anyone who's ever used cannabis or has known someone who, you know, is relatively close to them that has used cannabis, they know that this drug is nothing like methamphetamine or heroin or cocaine. Nothing like those things. And I'm not saying that those three things are like one another necessarily. I'm not saying that either. These are all distinct chemical entities, and they all have very distinct things that they do to your body chemistry.
Well, I think that one can be too inebriated on marijuana to drive.
You say you've been there at some point in your younger years.
The first time I smoked marijuana. But
I also would agree that the first time you smoke cannabis, it's probably a terrible idea to get behind the wheel of a car. But if you are an experienced user, then it's no big deal at all.
Speaking as a person who has smoked marijuana and driven, I can say that smoking marijuana and driving is an entirely different experience than drinking alcohol and driving. Drinking alcohol and driving.
Which apparently, you're also admitting to having done.
I've drove home by Braille in the past. There's no doubt.
Oh my.
About it. Not S-faced, but not in great shape either.
Mm.
And I got to say that I think that that there's one can have imbibed too much marijuana to drive home, and that society. Is totally not ready for the idea of being stoned and driving.
Especially not with these terrible hit pieces being published, which are just basically propagating mythology. So no wonder people aren't ready for it.
I mean, this disgusting green tongue they're talking about. Really? Does that actually happen?
I don't know. This is news to me.
Right.
I've never heard of a green tongue from having consumed too much cannabis.
Marijuana. Right.
Yeah, I haven't heard that either, and I do think that this is a bit of a hit piece. I think that what's important is let's talk about studies. The Australian DOT, whatever the version of their Department of Transportation out there is, did a study, and that study compared marijuana inebriation to alcohol inebriation to regular unimpaired driving, and the marijuana inebriants came in. Was it slightly better?
Slightly
better drivers.
Like half a percent or something. Like
slightly
that.
Better drivers than the people who had not smoked anything. The unimpaired driver. So, I think for one, it matters how often the person smokes and how familiar they are with it. And there's no way a police officer can know that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no reason they should. I think that what they need currently is a test. They need a test to know whether or not somebody is, in fact, stoned. Not whether or not somebody has smoked marijuana in the last 30 days. And whether or not that person can safely drive a vehicle is irrelevant. It's whether or not they chose to get behind the wheel while inebriated on a marijuana, because that's against the law. And I think that that's the next
step. But it shouldn't be against the law, because it's not increasing any danger whatsoever being on the road.
Maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
They talk about
the
lengthy 12-point examination that the police issue if they suspect a driver is stoned at this point, walking a straight line, standing on one leg, estimating the passage of 30 seconds, pupils, blood pressure, and pulse checked. I don't think police are doctors, and I don't know. What if I've been crying on the road, and my eyes are watery?
855-453, driving in pot, share your thoughts.
When you run a small business, there's never enough time to do what you need to do, is there? And when it comes to your presence online, I bet you could use a little help. Well, Web.com is here to help by building you a successful website for free. That's what they did for Tiffany.
I tried building a website on my own, and that just did not work out. I was freaked out about everything that I had to do. I found Web.com, and they put it together like that, and it was just amazing.
You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com. Call today to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations. Absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today at 800-862-9475. That's 800-862-9475. Or visit Web.com/radio.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there's something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, by the way. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find on the site. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include archives. They go all the way back to late 2006. You can just click and download as many shows as you would like. FreeTalkLive.com. We got the latest 7 days worth right at the top of the page. And then on the left-hand side, you can click into our SoundCloud page or choose our archive section on our site to access years worth of the show and easily share them. If you're on our SoundCloud page, you can go to SoundCloud.FreeTalkLive.com to reach it, or just look on the left-hand side of our website for the link to SoundCloud. At freetalklive.com, but there's a share button on each one of those episodes that makes it really easy for you to share your favorite shows or Edgington Post interviews with your friends on Facebook, Twitter, or whatever other social networking site is your preference. So once again, go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, grab some archives up.
BitInstant.com is the place to go to get bitcoins. Right now, as I've suggested on the air, I believe that bitcoins are going to go up in the short term. The mining operation to get bitcoins, it's not really mining, but it's a scheduled release of bitcoins that goes on every 10 minutes. That is going to cut in half. Currently, everybody who competes for bitcoins, all the computing power out there, 50 bitcoins is somehow allotted to the people in that area, and they have a percentage chance based on the amount of computing power that they are putting into the operation at that time, doing the math on the blockchain. That is going to cut in half from 50 bitcoins to 25 at probably the end of November, maybe the beginning of December, based on, you know, they don't know specifically when it's going to happen, just depending on how things go. And so you're going to have a smaller supply of bitcoins being mined, supply, demand, price going up. That makes, at least makes sense to me. It's speculation, but I think now if you're going to thinking about getting some bitcoins, today's your day. Go to BitInstant.com. They've got more than a million locations that you can deposit, in which you can deposit coins, and you can do it online. I recommend doing it at a major bank location. The reason is you can do it anonymously there. That's my recommendation. You can go through, you know, locations like 7-Eleven or CVS or Walmart or online with Dwolla.com or any variety of these situations. And Ian, you've done many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they make it easy for you. In more than 30 countries. Bitcoins at BitInstant.com.
All right, so we're talking about an article here at the LA Times. It's from last year, but it's particularly relevant now because you've got
these state governments that are now moving towards legalization due to Colorado and Washington voters voting on an initiative, ballot initiative, overwhelmingly deciding to legalize cannabis for recreational use. The rules in Washington state are worse than those in Colorado in that there's the possibility for roadside blood tests, and if one has a very, very, very small amount of residual in their bloodstream from use of cannabis, it will trigger, and that could result in basically a DWI charge, driving while intoxicated.
It basically makes it illegal for somebody who smokes marijuana on a relatively regular basis to drive.
Yeah, if you've smoked within the last couple of weeks and are driving, then it'll likely, you'll test positive, and then you're going to jail. Perhaps.
It's a very bad law.
It's terrible. And
anybody who smoked marijuana, and anybody who's been around anybody who smokes marijuana, this is, I mean, so you're high for what, maybe 2, 3, 4 hours tops? The next day, you're fine to drive. It's not a problem.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, in the same way that when you drink alcohol, you're, you know, inebriated for a period of time, and then the next day, you're fine to drive. So this just doesn't make any sense.
Even the most, the issue here, according to the LA Times, is compounded by the lack of a national standard on the amount that of the drug the driver should be allowed to have in their blood. While 13 states have adopted zero tolerance laws, 35 states, including California, have no formal standard, and instead rely on the judgment of police to determine impairment. Even the most cautious approach of zero tolerance is fraught with complex medical issues about whether residual low levels of marijuana can impair a driver for days after the drug is smoked. Marijuana advocates say some state and federal officials are trying to make it impossible for individuals to use marijuana and to drive legally for days or weeks afterward. And that's exactly what has happened in Washington state.
Yeah, this is a difficult situation because, A, you want to have something that's quantified. When it comes to drinking alcohol, you know that if you blow 0.07, you're not considered impaired. If you blow 0.08, you are. And
whether you actually are impaired or not.
Right. Everybody has a different tolerance level. And whereas with the police officer, if this person is driving carelessly, every state in the union has a ticket for that. It's called careless driving.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the person is driving recklessly or carelessly, they can handle that situation by handing them a ticket for that. But it doesn't give that sort of quantified thing. You know, if in the instance where somebody who is a little tipsy at 0.07 is driving along, and maybe they're not good at it, maybe they shouldn't be driving at 0.07, they wouldn't be found guilty because they are not considered legally impaired. Mm-hmm. Whereas a person who, you know, they drink all the time and they're at 0.09, and they're conducting the vehicle fine. It's nice to have those numbers so that one can, you know, put a police officer on the stand, you know, put an expert on the stand and say, you know, what happened here? What happened here? You know, like they can use it. And it's sort of better for court, but it's not necessarily better for safer roads.
Marijuana is not nearly as well understood as alcohol, which has been the subject of statistical and medical research for decades.
Well, this is one of the problems the federal government has caused.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Had we not had prohibition on marijuana, then we would have a lot of statistical information about it because people would be free to do studies on cannabis without having to go through ridiculous federal approval processes first that have made it next to impossible to do studies on this drug.
It kind of raises the question, because I'm reading the same article you are, Ian, and it says up ahead, and other projects, test subjects are being given marijuana to smoke and then examined under high-powered scanners or put in advanced driving simulators to gauge how it affects their brains and their ability to drive.
Mm-hmm.
Where and how and where does the marijuana come from, and why haven't the cops been notified?
Well,
is this out of the country?
These studies sometimes are done outside of the country, and in other cases, very rare cases, are done with the approval of the Drug Enforcement Administration, in which case getting the marijuana is not very difficult.
And ultimately, this is really scary. Federal scientists envision a day when police could quickly swab saliva from drivers' mouths and determine whether they have an illegal level of marijuana, but that will require years of research. Until then, police are in the same position they were with drunk driving in the 1950s, basing arrests on their professional judgment of each driver's behavior and vital signs. Because you know what? If you are not as cooperative with an officer as you like, or maybe your skin isn't the color of the officer's skin.
Looks like you're stone there, little missy.
Why don't you look in? Why don't why don't you let me look at your eyes for a minute?
Mm.
No, I don't really think so, because you're not a doctor. You don't know what kind of medications I'm on. You don't know the circumstances. Yeah. Like I said before,
right?
You don't know if I've been crying. You don't know if I've just come from a funeral or
maybe
a wake.
Maybe I just woke up.
Maybe I just woke up. Maybe my pupils are a little dilated. I haven't had enough caffeine yet. You know, and it's up. You're going to leave that to someone who is not a medical doctor to decide.
Well, they're going to decide usually against you, and then the judge will decide in their favor because they're the cop.
Right.
So there's a little bit more here. There's a $6 million study in Virginia Beach, Virginia, that's attempting to remove any doubt that users of pot and other drugs are more likely to crash. Well, that's a good way to start a study. Let's start the study with the end in mind. The purpose of the study is to remove the doubt that users of pot and other drugs are more likely to crash. And of course, there they are again, linking in all of the other drugs with cannabis as though they're one and the same. And of course, the federal government contributes to this because they have cannabis labeled as a Schedule I narcotic, which is the same level as heroin.
It's true. I mean, you know, at this point, it's been legalized by states, and I don't think that people necessarily view it that. I don't think most people view it that way.
Because when you don't have compliance, the number one thing to do is amp up enforcement, right? An intrusion.
So that's always stopped people from doing things they want to do. Teams of federal researchers go to accident scenes and ask drivers to voluntarily provide samples of their blood. They later return to the same location at the same time and on the same day of the week, asking two random motorists not involved in crashes for a blood sample. The project aims to...
How do you even do that? Just hold up a sign on the side of the road, blood samples wanted for study?
Yeah, you got to wear a white coat, I can tell you that.
Good Lord.
They must be pulling them over. The project aims to collect 7,500 blood samples to show whether drivers with specific blood levels of drugs are more likely to crash than those without the drugs.
Huh? What sort of idiot is going to be pulled over by a guy holding this sign and say, sure, stick a needle in my arm, if they have drugs in their system?
Well, also, how does
the same kind that let cops search the car when they don't have to?
Oh, my God.
Also, how does this... Well, I'm confused. How does this project show anything scientific? They're just randomly asking people to give them blood samples?
And where did the 6 mil come from? I don't understand.
Probably the federal taxpayer trough. So, you're going to hear more about this over time as more states move towards legalization, which seems inevitable at this point. They're going to be criminalizing driving while stoned, and that's not a very good thing to do. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.